where it will come. Remember all the prophecies, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Those things will begin to take place and come into the hands of those who walk in righteousness and who walk in God and are of the seed of Abraham, that are walking with Jesus Christ as their Lord, like Joseph did. And what will happen in the time of the famine is going to happen in the earth. Look at the book of chapter 42 of Genesis. And we are told there in verse 6. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brother came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. So in the end, there is a meeting of the Jewish dispensation and the Gentile dispensation. That's going to take place in a time of the famine. Because the famine has begun by the time Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to look for food. Now, where does all this stand in some of the prophecies? Well, look with me over to the book of Isaiah chapter 61. Now, all these things are indication of some of the things that Jesus has been speaking to me about when I had a visitation on May the 10th. And he said that the anointing of Joseph is upon you. Now, in Isaiah chapter 61, you have the normal prophecy of the Spirit of God coming down. But look at the chapter just before that, in Isaiah chapter 60. Now this is going to happen when the wealth of the Gentiles will be used towards the Jews. Now that's during the time of famine. Now before the time of famine, Jacob's sons come to Joseph for help. Joseph had controlled the wealth of the world. So the church in symbolic form has controlled the wealth of the world. Now some of you hear this with great disbelief. And some of you hear this in your mind, you say, well, my mind can accept that, but my heart doesn't quite accept that. Let me challenge you with this fact. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to verse 14. Among those blessings that God mentioned in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 14, among those blessings are these blessings that says, you shall be the head and not the tail. You remember those blessings very well, right? We just confessed that. That's from Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. You shall be the head and not the tail. We all know from Israel history that that came to pass for a period of time in Israel. And you all remember roughly when it came to pass in the period of Israel history. It came to pass in the time of King David and King Solomon. You remember? That was Israel at its peak. During the time of Joshua, they were just starting the nation. It was an infant nation. They were still very small. But during the time of King David and King Solomon, the nation of Israel reached its highest point. It ruled the world. It ruled the world of their days. And in King Solomon's time, gold and silver were so abundant that silver was not considered of any value. So they were, God did fulfill for them the promise that they would be the head and not the tail. Correct. Somehow they lost it. Now remember, behind the fulfillment was a 24-hour praise and worship that they instituted in King David's time. That is very important to them having it. If there was one key that stand out above all, it was the building of the temple, and it was a 24-hour worship that caused their foundation, or spiritual foundation, to be solid. When the spiritual foundation is solid, God can bless. God can add many things to it and it won't topple. And when Israel stopped the 24-hour worship, and the temple started deteriorating, they start losing their wealth. And in the time of the kings, which is recorded in the book of Kings and the book of Chronicles, every time a king restored the temple, they got revived and wealthy again. Every time a king forgot the temple, they got poor again. You see the pattern going up and down. So the Bible fulfilled that. Now, whatever they received during the Mosaic covenant in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14, was originally part of what we call the Abrahamic covenant, where God gave to Abraham the wealth of the world. That was his promise to them. And guess what? When the church age, let's say the Jewish dispensation is put on hold, and God starts working among the Gentile dispensation, and it's not just one nation, but the Gentile dispensation is through the church, which is made up of people of all cultures and nations all over the world, but we become a new people, a new race, a new nation, as 1 Peter 2 tells us. Then this new grouping, as we call it, or this new nation called the church, let's call it a nation, after the Bible calls us a nation. This new nation called the church will receive the same blessings as they had in the old covenant. In the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, we go back to Isaiah 60 afterwards. In the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon who? Can I hear that again? Can I hear that again? That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Now thank God for redemption of sin at the cross. Thank God for healing on the cross. Thank God for the baptism of the Spirit given through the redemption of the cross. Thank God for all those things. But among all those blessings, it includes prosperity too. Prosperity in the spirit, prosperity in the soul, and prosperity in the natural. So let's prophesy that the church, according to 1 Peter 2, is a new nation. And this new nation that is spread without borders across the face of the earth among all the Gentile nations, the church as a nation, will receive the blessings of Abraham. And that means to remove all doubt and unbelief from your heart. That blessing of Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 14 applies to the church as much as it applies to the Jews at one point. Since the Jews have been put on hold temporarily, while God deal with the Gentiles, all the blessings of Abraham through the Spirit are now come upon the Gentiles through the cross of Calvary in the church age. There will come a day, there will come a time when the church would be the head and not the tail. You shall lend and you shall not borrow. And it sounds impossible to you. It is because you have no vision of the times of David and Solomon. I'm sure when the people heard all these promises, Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 14, when they entered the promised land, they were scratching their heads and say, really, can it be done? It can be done. It will be done. It shall come to pass according to the word. That is a promise that the Lord reminded me. One of the things the Lord said to me in May 10 was that the church will come to its fullness and its place. You and I know the church will definitely come to the spiritual fullness. As prophesied in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 onwards, where the church will grow to the full stature of Christ. We all believe that. Every Christian should believe that. That the church will come to its full stature in Christ in the last days. We can claim all those things. We can have all those things. But among those things are your full stature, spiritual, soul, and physical. That the church will come into its dominion. And we will be the head and not the tail. That will come to pass. Now, that promise of being the head and not the tail is going to come upon the Gentiles so powerfully just before the Jewish dispensation. So the church will prosper and prosper and prosper like Joseph prospered until Joseph literally controlled the wealth of Egypt. All the wealth of Egypt in his hands. People came to Pharaoh. Pharaoh says, go to Joseph. It was in Joseph's control. And the Jews, as they begin the Jewish dispensation, will come in towards the peak of the Gentile wealth period. That is in Isaiah chapter 60. And you can see the title of the entire chapter, Isaiah 60. The Gentiles bless Zion. That is like Joseph being a blessing to his own brothers and protecting them. So let me read some of these blessings that are there in Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. Now notice, while the enemy is coming in great darkness, the glory of God is coming greater. But the Lord will rise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Now, in a sense, it applied to the Jews, but before it applied to the Jews, it applied to the Gentile period in the church. It applies to the church. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your son shall come from afar, and your daughter shall be nursed at your side. You shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. So the Gentiles who are blessed, the church especially, that are blessed, will be blessing Zion, the new dispensation. Now, how can you bless unless you are blessed first? How can you give unless you have another abundance to give? Because the church will enter its greatest and most powerful period. Spirit, soul, and body of the church. And that's part of the message and prophecy that God says that He has hidden all these things from the ages so that in the last days it shall be so among the church as a nation. And so for this morning, we want to consider the fact that God is going to restore great favor and grace upon the church that will make the church the head and not the tail in every sphere of influence. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 is where we will go for today. We talked about grace and favor last week, and the anointing of the Spirit of grace and favor, which is in the Hebrew the hen. A Hebrew word for grace is hand. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now this is spoken to the Jews before they enter the promised land. And the Lord told them all the great blessings that were going to come upon them. And the same way the message is now unto the church. There will be great blessing that's going to come. And you need to be careful to know, like in verse 14, that your heart be not lifted up, but that all these things are going to multiply.